and making false mortgage applications in the purchase of two Florida vacation homes. The Maryland-based U.S. Attorney's Office announcing the four-count indictment alleging Marilyn Mosby lied about meeting qualifications for coronavirus-related distributions from a city retirement plan in 2020. The Dow is down 273 points, but the Nasdaq is up 53. This is SRN News.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby!
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, magic time.
Well, I'll let you have a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Woo! Oh, we're a little more humble than that. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Welcome to Friday afternoon. Need a little more transition time here, getting Joey out and getting us in.
Yeah.
Because I'm scrambling, trying to open things up and get things ready.
Scrambling, sir.
Setting up our most electrifying story of the day, at least I think it is, on a show that's brought to you in part by our friends. Did I say in part?
No.
You said part.
I have an aneurysm. I think it's affecting
heard that.
My talk.
No.
Not yet. Not yet, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, 2/15, we talked about that, right? February 15th?
Yes. Did. Well, you mentioned it yesterday, sir.
I've reserved you for that date.
Thank you.
Assuming it doesn't kill me before then, that's when I find out what they're going to do.
It will not.
So if it does, I guess I need to plan on staying a little longer.
A
than
little
just
bit,
one day.
Yeah. I would do that if I were you.
When did you become such a drama queen?
You must be a new listener. At 3 minutes after 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Well,
I have an aneurysm. I think it broke loose, and I think it's up here somewhere.
We're still waiting on those relatives to come in and confront one another.
Oh yeah. Our show. I don't even know if I should try this right now because.
I'll go for it.
I've been pretty incompetent.
It's okay. It's okay.
For the first couple of minutes here.
We're all incompetent.
Yeah.
Yes, that's our motto on this show.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If you don't have a go-to company to keep your family warm and toasty in the cold weather.
And they are competent.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
I mean, competent almost seems like an undersell for them.
It is. I know what they're doing.
Yeah. They're HVAC techs and they're plumbers. If you don't have a go-to company, may I suggest you move on that quickly? Because we have a real dose of winter coming in over the weekend. By Sunday, we might even see a few snowflakes bouncing around. I don't mean the kind of snowflakes that get their feelings hurt.
The real ones.
No, these are the ones that come from the sky.
Those white snowflakes. Ones.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of white snowflakes, trust me.
The cold ones.
Yeah, in fact, I saw a thing in the random facts file. The largest snowflake ever measured was 15 inches.
Wow, that's big.
Somewhere out west.
Big.
Montana or someplace like that. Yeah, they can get that big. Back to Clark's, please.
Yes.
Troublesome leaks, stuffed up drains, or big projects. It was 3 years ago. I went splashing through my bedroom, which is...
not a good idea.
In January, no, it's not a very holiday feeling.
No.
So clearly something was wrong. And the team from Clark's came out and did the forensics. And it was a big project to fix this. In fact, for the first time, I saw a bathtub completely removed and the ground that it sat on.
Mm-hmm. Startling.
Which, yeah. So they redid all of that. But you know what? Instead of having to rebuild the whole... all the tile and everything around that tub. And that tub is my thing. That is my luxury.
Sure.
My one luxury. They had an expert come in and take out just a small window of tile and replace it when they were done doing the work. So they saved me a ton of money on that project.
And time.
Retiling the wall around the tub would have been very expensive. They just do great work. You can trust them. And... when you become a Clark's Club member, you can depend on them 24/7, 365, 277-2125, or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. As we get ready for the afternoon, Rich's forecast for this wild weekend coming up next.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region you're looking for, when you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been blessed with some really nice January weather the last few days, but all of that is about to come to an end. Tonight, we're dry, but not as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 62. We're dry in the morning. Showers becoming likely tomorrow afternoon, and periods of showers Saturday night and first half of the day Sunday. And just before the rain ends, it may become mixed with a few snowflakes before ending. That's Sunday. With falling temperatures, kind of a raw day in the 40s. Get ready for a significant change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Somebody once told me they didn't want to know me. Said that I rubbed them the wrong way. So I looked them in the eye and said, kiss my ass. and die, and that shirt you're wearing makes you look real. Well, I'm the guy in traffic that won't let you cut in, the gal at the office that always has a butt in. Light's still red, I'm behind you honking. Go to the movies, I'm the guy that's talking. You and your girl get up to dance, you come back and I'm sitting in your seat. You say that it's yours and you want it. I look at the chair, see your name's not on it. Hey now, I'm an and you wish I'd go away. Hey now, I'm an and you see me every day. Everywhere that you go, there's at least one asshole. Get a haircut and I ask which bowl. Point right at your nipples and tell you that you're cold. The express lane says 12 items. I'm checking 35 and I don't try to hide them. I'll roll up, look you in the face, and quickly cut you off to get in the parking place. Wedding reception, I'm no class. I go to kiss the bride and run my hand across her ass. Hey now, I'm an and you wish I'd go away. Hey now, I'm an and you see me every day. Everywhere that you go, there's at least one asshole.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour, Friday edition, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Something we could play for your amusement, 272-9228 is the number. Riding Shotgun, Terry Adams, and Rosie Brock.
And here they are.
Let's show our appreciation, Jed.
Please play.
And here's a name I'm happy to see on the call board at 272-9228. First up for the afternoon, and it's Gary Garvin.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? I'm so glad I got in today. I started to call you this morning, but I got busy. Would you sing or say happy birthday to a good dear friend of mine? He turned 70 years old today. And I just wish you'd say happy birthday, because I'm sure he's listening.
What's his name?
His name is Tom Merriweather.
Tom Merriweather.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we're happy to say happy birthday to Tom Merriweather.
Happy birthday, Tom.
I'd be much obliged. You've surrounded yourself with good friends. They're all lifting you up in prayers, and whatever you think is wrong with you, it ain't. So you're going to be good.
Thank you, Gary.
Well said, Gary.
Yeah. Y'all have a good afternoon, and I love every one of you.
We love you too,
Gary. You're a good man.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh! Tom Merriweather, from all of us here at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company, from the highest, most esteemed upper-level manglement to us talk show riffraff, happy birthday.
Riffraff.
How's that for a birthday shout?
Yeah.
There you go.
Every day.
That's us, the talk show riffraff. And now...
It's electric! Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I'm picking this story because he never lets us down up till this point. Others, like Ted Cruz, have let us down. Ron DeSantis today took aim at the two Supreme Court justices, the one with the weak knees, that would be Brett Kavanaugh and Justice Roberts, for lacking the backbone to overturn the Biden vaccine mandate.
Yeah, that.
On healthcare workers. You know, in some places, they're not asking healthcare workers to be vaccinated or boosted because they don't have them. They don't have enough. That's because right. They got all, what's the word? They got all fascist and said, hey, you get this or you're fired. Look at us. We're powerful. We're the government. We know better. And then, you know, and I'm sorry. It's not that people in the healthcare business know just what their job is. They're very well networked. And if a healthcare worker has decided they don't want to get vaccinated or get boosted, I'm inclined to roll with their opinion on this.
Yeah.
It's like, and I brought this up at least.
There's a front line.
They're the ones who are right there with the patients.
You can't tell people that you were praising a year ago for being on that front line. You can't tell them that they're fired because now all of a sudden we have a vaccine that has proven to be, I don't even know if it's effective at all. Today, I found out that somebody else who was vaccinated got COVID. People who have been boosted and vaxxed have gotten COVID. Mm-hmm. That's, again, in the most fundamental, basic way.
It's not a vaccine.
It's not a vaccine.
Nope.
You're not supposed to get it. That's the point of
it. Exactly. That's what a vaccine's supposed to do.
That's why I haven't had polio or smallpox.
Exactly.
They don't have a vaccine for aneurysms, do they?
Not that I'm aware of, sir. Not yet.
Rosie's making that face at me.
I noticed that.
You know, it's like she just took a swig of raw lemon juice.
Sort of. Words have power, Greg.
You manifest your reality, sir.
I don't know. I'm feeling a little... Ojan provocateurish this afternoon.
I'm sure.
I was going to say aneurysm.
You feel that way every afternoon.
It's a symptom of aneurysm to be an Ojan provocateur.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Only if it's in your brain.
There's nothing up there, so I'm not worried about that part of me.
Well, then it's not the aneurysm.
You know, you can't have one where you've got nothing. You know what I'm saying? The other parts of me, though, they're very vulnerable. Do feelings get aneurysms?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I think some people do.
You silly sausage.
I am a silly sausage.
Yeah.
Trying to smile in the face of this. Well, it's not.
But you're a Kaneka.
Huh?
You're a Kaneka sausage.
That's good.
Why not
be
the best?
Thing.
Cost plus 10% at Food Outlet, by the way.
There you go.
So good for DeSantis, who is so consistent in blasting these two. There's a reason why Democrats like Eric Swalwell and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez vacation in the free state of Florida because they don't want to wear a mask and they don't want to be, they want to be able to go to a drag queen party and do open mouth kissing and all the other things that you must do at those events, and you can't do that in New York. Speaking of New York.
Yeah.
On my Facebook page today, all murders are bad. One is not worse than the other. We've had, I think, four in Montgomery.
Already.
I have been focused on the Bama Lanes shooter because, A, it was a murder and a mass shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And the individual involved was released on a ridiculously low bail within a day. No psychological test, no anything. That system needs to be changed.
Amen.
Mayor Reed, I hope you're busy working on that change. I'm sure you are. This story in New York. This happened. I read this over the weekend. This beautiful young girl, see her in the lower left there, 19 years old, working at a Burger King in Manhattan. And a guy comes in, clubs somebody with a gun, punches a manager in the face, and then this young lady, 19 years old, trembling like a leaf behind the counter, demanding money at the point of a gun. She did the smart thing. She had difficulty, but she got the drawer open and gave him $100, and he gave her a bullet in the chest and killed her. They caught him. I will be very, very curious to see how New York handles this, because they're the home of zero or low bail.
Yep.
And we'll see. They've got that dumbass new DA there.
Wow, Soros.
Yeah.
Soros is the problem.
That's how you spread lawlessness, by into the big cities, getting these left-wing clown-ass districts. They're not all about the law.
No. It's about who you put in there and how they can mismanage everything and screw everything up and make life a living hell for
you. We piss somebody off?
No.
No.
Not yet. They still young.
We still have, two
and
hours.
We still have an aneurysm. We're good.
We have 2 hours.
I'm just going to pile on if we're going to talk about the aneurysm. Sorry.
So, and that story's on my page. It just breaks your heart. There, like I said, is one worse than the other? No.
They're all tragedies.
A murder victim is a murder victim, and it's frustrating and sad on so many levels. But these two, and now... They did raise the bail on the Bama Lanes mass shooter.
Good.
and I believe he is reincarcerated. And
plus,
so
they
far,
put him in jail, too.
Yeah.
Not only did they reincarcerate him, they put him back in jail.
The I will be interested to see if somebody steps up and puts up the $86,000 it would take
they
to get him out now. No. I would hope somebody had more sense than that, would care enough about their community than to let this guy out. He should never be out again.
No.
There's no question he did it. Yes, he'll get a trial and yada, yada. We'll hear all the excuses and, you know, the violin players. And he wasn't that kind of a kid. I don't understand.
He was a good boy.
Yeah, that, we hear that every time.
I know.
So those two situations, though, have hit me in the heart. And I will be following to see what happens. Because this is a... When you have that kind of a bail system... A guy that's capable of shooting seven, what has he got to lose when he's out?
Exactly.
The next day, knowing he's likely going to go to jail for the rest of his life, why not take out a few more?
Exactly.
That he might have some kind of a beef with. And this New York thing, as the father of a daughter, 19, whole life in front of her.
It's just tragic.
And just shot for $100 freaking dollars. All right. Here is Blair.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk to you while I can. Hello.
Why, do you have an aneurysm too?
No, Greg, quit now. We're praying for you. Now, God's going to take care of you because Rosie and I are praying for you and lots of other people.
That's right.
We will not do without you.
I'm so glad to hear that.
So there you have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Too many people love you. God's listening. I wanted to make a quick comment. I'm on my way to work. Pray for me. I have to work from 4 to 12:30 tonight.
Yeah, your new job. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to beat me.
No,
I may be too old. I may need to spend the rest of my life socializing. Quit working. What I wanted to comment on is the new police chief, Adams, in New York.
Oh, no, he's the new mayor. He appointed his brother as the deputy police commissioner.
Oh, he's the mayor.
And then he had
to
withdraw
you're
that
right.
real fast because the public was not pleased.
No.
Well, you know, you're right, Mayor. Correct myself. Thank you. I was real hopeful because he used to be a police officer.
That's correct.
And I thought, this is fantastic. And they voted him in. But since every time I've heard him speak on microphone since then, he has disappointed me.
He is worse than de Blasio at this point.
Yes, he is. So I'm very disappointed. And the governor of New York is not any better than Cuomo was. So,
this is true. Maybe even worse.
We're just going to have to keep hoping. Well, let's just hope we get it. People, listen, if it's storming, if there's a tornado coming, if it's snowing, if there's ice on the road, go vote in November, please. Save us.
There were people that went through a lot worse than a snowstorm to preserve our freedom.
Amen. I drove from Montgomery to Dothan, Alabama, and voted for Ronald Reagan in the rain because I was still registered there. I had come back from Germany. I was still registered there. I left work early. I drove down there and stood in line in the rain and voted for Ronald Reagan, and I'd do it again. And I'll do the same for Donald Trump and all conservatives.
All righty. I'm interested. Thank you for the call. I don't know. I'm sure he's going to keep us engaged. I don't know that Donald Trump is going to run for president again. Even though the numbers say he could win.
I hope not.
I don't want... I just think Ron DeSantis is ready. He's ready to deal with all that goes with it. He does not take crap from anybody. He does not make a comment wondering how they're going to make me look in the Washington Post.
I don't know if he's ready, but the country's ready for him. The country needs somebody like him right now, worse than ever.
You know, this is what the Democrats don't seem to understand, like Bernie Sanders today. I think we need to have more socialism. Hey, a-hole, this is why your agenda is being rejected. We don't want your solutions. They've all sucked. They've all failed. Everything is light years worse than it was a year ago with your Build Back Better bull crap.
True.
It is. So, Bernie, go back to Vermont. Stick your head in a snowbank. Do
Please.
Something. Drive your new convertible that the Democrats...
Go get an aneurysm or something. You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, but that's their answer to everything. We just haven't done enough. No, you've done more than enough. For 60 years, going back to LBJ's great society ideas and all that's been piled on since, we don't need... What voting rights are in jeopardy right now? Can anybody name one person who is not allowed to vote?
No.
Because of their race, no. Creed, color, anything?
Doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. It's a total... bullcrap, and people know this. How could anybody living in 2021 hear that and say, who's oppressed? Seems to me that people that don't have what others do have access to programs that will help them get what they need, uh-huh. college education, uh-huh. get themselves out of the, you know, out of poorness and into prosperity. No, this is, it's just code for cheat. We can't win on our ideas, and we're not going to change your ideas to win. We're just going to cheat so we can get in and finish the destruction of the country as we all know it.
Yep.
That's their goal. So Ron DeSantis, good work again today. And it's sad that it's electrifying when somebody in politics stands up and says the right thing. Mr. Electric, what a great team of people. If you need something done, an installation, a repair, they do it all. They do the big jobs. Rosie had them out doing the light standards in the parking lot. Those were pretty tall, right?
They are. They had to get a bucket truck.
They can connect people back to the power grid, and they can also relocate an outlet when you need it. That's what we're using them for next. Electricity is nothing to mess with. Get certified masters at Mr. Electric. When you need an estimate, they always give you an appointment time, a specific appointment time, and that's when they show up. And then when you need the work done, they give you an upfront price, which is what you'll pay. And they do that on an on-time basis as well. So for convenience and excellence, you can't do better. MrElectric.com or reach out at 245-1566.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor and seamless gutter professionals. Did you know installing a gutter system will help protect your home's foundation, siding, and brick by diverting water away from your house? At River Region Contracting, we won't upsell you with an expensive product you don't need. To learn more about the benefits of a gutter system or a free in-home consultation, call us today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635, or like us on Facebook.
Holiday spending and now your vehicle needs some attention? Tire City and Automotive Service has the right tire and expert service to help you get the most bang for your buck. Right now through January 29th, get up to $200 off a set of Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. We can also save you up to $100 off on other vehicle services. Visit Tire City and Automotive Service at our two locations, Atlanta Highway and Woodley Road. See store for details. Tire
City! Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code QUICK.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Maybe we'll do a little bit more of this afternoon. I was browsing through the system, and I came across the spam song, and I haven't played that in ages.
Oh, I love Monty Python.
So we'll go looking for some things maybe that have been
Yeah, dust some stuff off,
Greg. That's what we'll do, yeah. And we'll dedicate it to Skipper, who's good at dusting things off.
Yeah.
All right, you recognize this name on the call board?
Cooter? No, not really. Must be a first-time caller.
Hello, Greg?
Yes, sir.
This is Cooter. I've never called your show before. But,
right.
Man, I've been sitting here crying out for a while now. When that aneurysm kills you, radio's not going to be the same in Montgomery.
You're right.
It's not going to, Cooter.
You're right, Mr. Cooter. It's not going to be
the same. So wipe up the tears.
Are you sure, Miss Rosie?
Yes.
Okay. Terry?
Yes, sir.
You ready to take over the show? There might be an opening soon.
I've got 14 years worth of sidekicking experience to fall back on, Mr. Cooter.
He's my pick.
Hey, Greg, I know it's easier said than done, but try not to let that stuff bother you too much, man. If medical conditions were going to kill you, I'd have been dead a long time ago.
He's got a point.
Anyway, I love all y'all, and have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Come home.
Right now, at the worst, it could just break loose and cause me to lose a foot. I think. That's what he said.
Wow.
Oh.
How's your foot looking today?
Color check every day to make sure
it looks fine. It's not blue.
Good. Looks healthy?
Looks healthy.
I'll slip it back into my Hey Dudes.
Yeah.
By the way, those are great shoes.
Okay.
It's 3:32. We're going to get our first look at the roads. You notice this cute dog. He's got that back end wag. We used to work with somebody who had the exact same walk. Yeah. Dancing to So if you need a smile, watch that. It's on my page. I got some other stuff there too that I think will amuse
you. Got any cat stuff?
Oh, did you see the Sopranos? This is pretty funny too.
The Sopranos.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I've never seen the real one, so this is probably not going to work.
I got to shut off the volume on the Facebook. This is very well done. It's an orangutan driving a golf cart through a zoo for past various animals. It all going to be mopped up. Sopranos, now playing on my page. I want to see if that's gotten some hits. It's really worth, you know, look, we all what the news is, it sucks. So you need a little relief here and there.
Yes, that's true.
8 hits, 2 shares, that should have 1,000 views and 100 shares. Very disappointed. But you know what? I think it's Zuckerberg. I think he's pulling the levers on who sees what.
Yeah, he's shadow banning you.
Yeah.
It happens to me all the time.
Yes. That's why I think he's a 24-carat.
Rectum.
Let's check traffic.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
And off to the traffic dungeon with Skipper.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy on the East Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and Taylor Road. That is really about it. Not a whole lot going on. We have all clears in Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Traffic is building just a little bit, but no accidents that we're aware of at the moment. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence keeps your pets safe and at home with the years of professional training by Vicky, TJ, and Trey that make all the difference. Invisible Fence, 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
This is Alex Taylor with American Classic Designs. AKD would like to wish all our customers a happy new year. 2021 was such an exciting year for us, especially seeing the community get back to life. From school functions, church events, family reunions, and community races, AKD has been happy to provide the River Region with all things screen printing, embroidery, and promotional items. As an event-based business, it was tough seeing the world slow down, but watching it speed back up has been such a blessing. One of the huge hits this past year was our online store option. Order My Gear created a great way for schools and sports teams to not only increase their brand awareness, but also be able to do some much-needed fundraising. So here's the 2022. We will focus on every detail, down to a T. Call us now at 334-277-8433 or our Prattville office at 334-361-2133. Follow us on Facebook and visit our website at goakd.com.
Here we are, back in storm season in central Alabama again. We rely on our electricity for basic needs in our home. Refrigeration, air conditioning, communication, and if you have a medical condition that requires equipment, your life could depend on the power staying on. When power outages strike, a whole house generator could save you money and stress. Talk to Headley Plumbing today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com. A generator is a solid investment in your home, and Headley Plumbing can help. 285-3667 or headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it to be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Pence. She went missing with her son Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to the hospital. Search crews combed the area for days. It was Cookie Day in Montgomery. The Girl Scouts of Southern Alabama held their annual cookie sale today, drive-through style. Cars lined up to get their favorite boxes of cookies, but the event is more than just about selling cookies. You can order your cookies online and have them door-dashed right to your door. The Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows they're five times higher the number than they were 1 year ago. The report doesn't specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi,
Hi, everybody. We've been blessed with some really nice January weather for the last few days, but all of that is about to come to an end. Tonight, we're dry, but not as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 62. We're dry in the morning. Showers becoming likely tomorrow afternoon, and periods of showers Saturday night and first half of the day Sunday. And just before the rain ends, it may become mixed with a few snowflakes before ending. That's Sunday. With falling temperatures, kind of a raw day in the 40s. Get ready for a significant change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Friday afternoon, Terry Adams riding shotgun. We talked earlier about that horrible murder in New York.
Yeah.
Of the 19-year-old girl working at a Burger King.
Sick.
And now on the New York Post, there he is with his mask on, the suspect, as East Harlem residents berate Burger King murder suspect by chanting, "Piece of you know what." And you know what? I got no argument with that description. I'd go worse. So while I was browsing through files, I found a couple of things I'm just curious to hear. Like this one says, "Peekaboo."
Peekaboo!
Here's one that says, "Hate Greg. I have no idea what this is." This goes way back.
"Hey, Mr. I just heard one of your radio advertisements on that Greg Riddell show, and this guy is a freaking joke."
How'd that work out for you there, that complaint from 2006?
Yeah, he's never going to last.
Yeah.
He's never going to last.
Sorry about that. Somebody called us, so we better talk to them next.
Call?
It's John. Yeah, an actual caller.
John?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, John, we're good.
John?
How are you, man?
Doing great. I love your show, morning and the happy hour. I got a question for you, Greg. Did you happen to do a David Ernst commercial with Andy Griffith?
No, that was Rusty.
Yeah.
That had your name all over it. That made me think of you because I'm an Andy Griffith aficionado as well.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that was very well done. Very well done.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
Cool deal. Hey, have a great weekend.
All right. On Friday, we do take requests.
272-9228.
Yeah. Plus, you get to talk to Rosie.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
We have, I had the monitor changed this morning after we did our TV hit because we get a network with nothing but hardcore propaganda, and
yeah,
I just can't take it. Why is anybody watching them? I don't understand. What do you expect to get out of that?
People believe this garbage. That's a scary thing.
It is. It really is. Having an argument with my daughter.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Oh no, it's a fun story, but it's kind of long.
All right, that's cool.
So,
what
Hang on, I'm busy texting and radioing at the same time. Is that a law? Can I get arrested for that? Here's Wookie.
Not now.
Hey, how y'all doing this afternoon?
How are you?
Doing great. On the way home, just wanted to share the love, tell you I love all of you guys. You're doing a great job. And would you please play The One I Love?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a Friday favorite. We'll be happy to do that.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for
the
call.
Wookie.
Thank you, Wookie.
That's Haywood Banks, the guy that does Toast and
he's a strange
wiper blades.
Looking character.
He is, but he's very clever.
Yeah, he is.
He is very clever. All right, at 3:45, so we'll do that in just a second. We won't identify the make and model of the car, but Terry and I were just taking a look at something that's outside our building.
Very nice car. Out of my price range, Greg.
I'm just thinking, you know, I had all those vets.
You could have bought one of those because they were in your range when you were in Miami.
At that time?
Yes, absolutely.
I thought I'd stay reasonable and just stick with the Corvette.
Yeah, American, I get it.
Until a shrink I was seeing ruined it. Can I tell you that story?
No.
I'll tell you outside when we go out for our next check and
trade. I was going to say, I know what it has to do with.
Yeah.
Parts for a vet are a whole lot easier to get than parts for that car.
You better believe it. Plus, those cars weren't exactly reliable back in the 80s.
Right. That's
so
true.
You did good with what you got.
Yes, I did. The thing is, whether you're driving an expensive sports car or just your nice SUV or sedan, if somebody damages it in a wreck, everybody should go to one place, and that's Montgomery Paint and Body, because you want the best possible result, and that's where you're going to get it. Guaranteed. Good as new, maybe better. That's not just a cute phrase that we utter for the sake of hearing ourselves say it. That's the result they go for each and every time. I know Donnie Turner quite a long time now. If I use the term obsessive, I mean it in a flattering way, because with each vehicle, that's his name.
Be impeccable to him, or he's not going to let it go. That's just the way he is.
Ask Rich Thomas about that. Rich has kind of a metallic color that is
hard to match.
And Donnie refused to let the car go until he was 100% satisfied.
That's what you want.
Well, if he's 100% satisfied, I guarantee you will be too.
Exactly.
Because that's how important it is to them. Even after 4.5 decades, they take nothing for granted, ever. And as an insurance payee in this state, you have the right to choose who's going to fix your vehicle.
That's right.
Choose wisely. Choose MPB. On the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, their number is 27REC with a W. 1 minute from now, we will have One I Love.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little psycholops. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking, 'cause it looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry, but you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother, 'cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. Now how it happens, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, Pop Punkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love.
Heywood Banks, News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Is that news? No, on Friday we try to mix the news with a little fun. We'll let you know what's going on.
That's why it's called Happy Hour.
Yeah. We talk about things that drunk people discuss.
Yeah, so be happy about it.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That was kind of the goal, at least at the beginning.
Oh, the show just about nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to stick to that pledge.
I know. Well, it really is. Something's always going on. Yeah.
But if you listen on a regular basis, you'll get your share of silly here.
True.
Something that's been getting a lot of play throughout the day on various media sites is about somebody named Hazard Harrington, who works in big tech on the West Coast.
Hazard Harrington.
It's obviously a pseudonym, and ran a long tweet thread. I just want to share a little bit of this because it gives interesting insights on what's going on in big tech and why they're just so committed
to the socialistic agenda.
Yeah, yeah. I work at big tech, a name you would know and have probably used before. Wanted to give a rundown on what it's like from the inside. So this long thread of tweets details how this big tech conglomerate's become unable to function and is living on the fumes of its success 20 years ago. Frankly, I find that encouraging. Obviously, insanely radical left-wing BLM, LGBTQ, trans flags hanging in the office, pronouns stated before meetings. Can you imagine that?
No.
Special affiliation groups are everybody but white men, all what you'd expect. But COVID is what has totally broken people. They are fundamentally weak, often with no social support outside of work. They're the people with no kids, no spouse, only a dog or cat for emotional support. There's constant talk even now about how hard things are for everybody. Often meetings start with going around the room to ask, "How is everyone feeling?"
Gotta have those feelings.
Yeah, I've been in radio for longer than I would like to admit. I have been to more meetings than I would like to have attended. But I never recall one starting with, "How are you feeling? Is everybody okay? Stable emotionally? Good Lord."
You try that at a meeting and see what happens.
Really?
They'll run you out of there.
There's constant talk about literally everyone else went on sad rants about their lives. Now, these are people who are making lots of money.
Oh, yeah, lots and lots. More money than we make.
Quote, I'm so mad a white supremacist shot three black men in Kenosha. It's toxic. When it got to me, I said, good. And then a lady engineer literally proposed that we should not be allowed to answer the question positively. I blank you not. I think it hurt her that I wasn't as miserable as her. What have I said thousands of times? Liberals are miserable people. Yes. They are incapable, constitutionally incapable of being happy. The path to joy has escaped them. And the only coping mechanism they have is to make everybody equally miserable.
Bring us down with them.
That's and exactly that is the right. That is the inevitable, no doubt about it, result of socialism and communism. Equal misery for all. That's the only equality that comes with that ideology.
Right. You're absolutely right, Greg.
This may surprise you since big tech is extremely well paid and has been able to WFH, whatever that means. Through the past 2 years, they've been given extra days off, extra stipends, bonuses. They never had to fear being laid off. I have some sympathy and can feel some of this myself. It's normal and natural to work with people in person. Working from home can make it easy to overwork. You take fewer breaks off and work past normal working hours. You don't feel connected to customers or celebrate success in person.
Working from home.
Yes.
Sorry.
As I mentioned, big tech is often the only social life for people, just as radio was for a lot of us, especially when we were new in the business, because stations were always busy. Everybody hung out. The day of coming in, doing your shift, and leaving, that's something of more recent vintage because of staff cuts, automation. Mm-hmm. You don't have live shifts around the clock. And I know that our boss would do that on every one of our stations if it was financially viable.
WKRP in Cincinnati, wasn't that a fairly accurate representation of the way stations used to be? Everybody knew everybody.
Yeah, the stereotypes were valid, but don't ever call me Johnny Fever.
I would never do that.
I hate that.
I would never do that, nor would I ever say Booger on the air.
Johnny Fever, I would, but Johnny Fever is a hack.
I know.
He is a radio hack.
Yeah.
He's not a clever, funny, off-the-wall morning guy.
I agree.
The best stereotype, actually, best was Herb Tarlick.
Just because he was a salesman, right?
From that era, he was.
Yeah.
I knew a bunch of Herb Tarlick.
I'm sure.
And they were good
did.
Guys and they brought in the money, but they just
detestable
had that thing.
Human beings.
Yeah, yeah. The program director on that show,
Gary? Andy Travis.
Yeah, Andy Travis, played by, was it Gary
Sandy?
Gary
Sandy, yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty good because program directors tended to be buttoned down and they had to navigate between
different personalities.
Personalities, the sales department, all that stuff. He was, that was good casting. Every station had, what's her name?
Lonnie Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's disgusting. But Bailey Quarters was so much prettier.
Oh, God, yes.
She was.
It's the old Ginger and Marianne metaphor.
Yes. Give me Marianne all day long and twice on Sunday.
And Bailey Quarters.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Absolute agreement.
Beautiful woman.
Because you had to have a Bailey Quarters who really knew what they were doing, worked hard, and was always underpaid.
Yes.
For the results they produced.
Underlying one that kept everything together. I agree.
I worked with Venus Flytrap in Chicago. Somebody that had that constant positiveness, positivity.
Yes.
Had a bit of a character going on the air. Fun people.
Got a gong and candles.
The GM, the big guy.
Oh, yeah.
Played by...
I can't remember.
That guy.
Yeah, him.
That guy.
Who did a lot of... He was a Maytag guy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
A good character actor, appeared in a lot of shows.
He was.
The big guy, the general manager of WKRP... was also very well cast because back in those days, and I think Rick Peters would support me in this, the owner or the
manager,
the general manager, you're the program director, you do your job. And if the results aren't there, then we'll talk. But I'm not going to tell you how to do your job.
Sure.
That's not the case today. Now you have all these stupid jobs they've invented to cover their butts for, these giant multi-corporations with thousands. How can you care about thousands of stations? When you had 14, you could.
Yeah. Yeah, they ruined it. Clinton ruined it.
So the big-